a time like this, when Nigeria faces an unnecessary fear. Fear from the minority. Fear from LGBTs. We need a voice. We need it heard. And we need to tell our stories. And yes, we need to tell it with no strings attached. Join Mike Damon every week. It's the voice that you've been looking for. No Strings Podcast with Mike Damon comes to you every week. You can visit www.nostringspodcast.com or email info@nostringspodcast.com. No Strings Podcast. It's our voices in voice. It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
Hey you, welcome again to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast. And I am Mike Damon. I hope you had a super weekend. I am accenting this because mine was. But I know some people are going through some difficult times, especially here in Nigeria, where we would have to go through a lot to survive, dealing with a bad economy, corruption, and the inability to respect people's rights. Well, we can never give up as we continue to fight and fight. There's just no time to relax. We've got a whole lot to do. On this episode of No Strings, we'll try to help someone who is particularly going through some pretty difficult times. This person reached out to me after the previous episode that talked about depression. That one that's titled, And Then There Was Depression. I treated that subject with Dominic Davis of PinkTherapy.com, and it was pretty deep. We're here now. I'll take a brief time out and then finally come back to join up with two people. One is a doctor and the other is someone we are together going to try and help. I'll be back shortly, so don't go anywhere. No Strings continues.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon. He can be your best friend. You're alive. Someone you can talk to. He's Mike Damon. Hey, catch up with all your top and local international LGBTIQ stories on KitaDiaries.com. KitaDiaries, we're here, we're queer, and we're fab.
No Strings is proudly supported by KitaDiaries.com.
Do you know that you can be a part of No Strings? Yes, you can be. Support your voice, our voices, be an ally. For a membership or support and partnership information, please email info@nostringspodcast.com or visit www.nostringspodcast.com. Of course, we always love to hear from you.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
Hey, welcome back to No Strings, and I am Mike Damon. Now here in No Strings, I said before now that we were going to try and help someone, and that someone is by the name Max. I know what you're thinking, but this Max is a Nigerian lady, and she's been going through some difficult things, and it hasn't been any easy for her at all. She was recently displaced from her home, blackmailed, and about to face an arrest because of her sexual orientation. She had to leave to somewhere safe, but you know, it's still never easy when you're still, you know, where you are, especially here in Nigeria, where people fear what they do not truly understand. There's very little education that could be acquired out there in Nigeria, especially as it concerns homosexuality. That is to say that we have a whole lot of work to do, you know, given the poor educational system in Nigeria, and even when some of us have the opportunity to go out there, or are very lucky to be open-minded enough, we still very much struggle with our already polluted and impaired minds. The Nigerian environment is just polluted with so much negativity. Now, this is why a whole lot of people say, hey, I'm tired, I am done, I just want to, you know, I just want to be. But one thing you should know is, freedom is never easy and never comes easy. And people always, and we always fight to achieve it. So regardless, let's join our voices together. Let's see where and how to help. Let's do this together. Now let's focus on the case of Max. I spoke with her on the telephone and you needed to hear her. She was a mess. But I am sure after hearing this, she will be better. Let's hear her together now. I'll be sorry if you were unable to hear her clearly. It was almost a struggle for me to get a voice on this. I hope you are, you know, you, I hope you get to hear her though. Okay.
Hello, Mike. My name is Max, and I think I'm depressed. I'm struggling with myself here. I do that every day. I try to look forward to a better life in the future. It just seems everything is stagnant in my life. I fear the unknown. I fear failure. I'm never confident in myself. I don't know how to talk or encourage myself. How do I gain confidence again? I'm timid and have phobia for people and crowd. I don't like my life, and it seems I'm always unlucky at everything I do. I'll be 24 in a month's time, and I'm scared of being an underachiever. I don't have friends, even a single acquaintance, because I keep to myself, and past experiences have taught me bitter lessons. I can't trust people due to their lack of understanding and compassion, and their sheer wickedness. I can't go close to anyone because I can't keep pretending to share their inhuman and archaic views on life and living. I'm fine being alone, but I feel bad I don't have people to talk to. I need help.
Welcome back to No Strings, and I am Mike Damon, and that was Max. I'm sorry for that piece of recording. That was just the best I could get it to be. Now, I have to join up now with Dr. Mason. Dr. Mason is a Nigerian psychologist who works in a psychiatric hospital here in Nigeria. Dr. Mason is going to provide her with some very helpful information. He's going to provide her with some professional advice, and we're going to see how that's going to turn out to be. Of course, we're actually hoping that it does help her. Okay, I'm going to leave her now in the hands of Dr. Mason. So, okay, let's join up with Dr. Mason now.
Dear Max, there is a way to achieve happiness and fulfillment in your life. But I must warn you, changing your life will probably be the hardest thing you have ever done. But nothing is of more value than happiness. Therefore, every price you pay in the process of your journey to personal transformation will be worth it. I kid you not. Changing your life will require you to stretch yourself. It will require mental discipline. It will require an open mind and a willingness to critically analyze and reappraise every idea you have ever held as true. But that is not all. There is nothing about this entire process that is beyond your ability. I know for a fact that you can do it. You can change your life. You can become a happier person. However, it is not important right now what I know. I may know that you can do it, but do you? You spoke about being depressed, and you also said you have a phobia for people. It would have been nice to have some more information from you concerning these areas. Such information would enable me to understand the severity of your condition. I would also inform the choice of a therapeutic approach. Depression, for instance, is a word people use to express feelings of sadness, but clinical depression is quite distinct from ordinary sadness. It is a syndrome with very precise features. Severe forms of depression would require medication. So on the basis of the information you provided, I cannot really say if you're just really sad or clinically depressed. However, from my analysis, I think you'd benefit from psychotherapy. Unfortunately, psychotherapy is not readily available in the country. The good news is that right here and now, I'm going to teach you some principles derived from psychotherapy that will help you change your life. Max, I don't know if you watch or you love science fiction movies like I do, but if you do, I'm sure you would have watched some movies about the existence of alternate universes, parallel universes that exist side by side with our universe. Indeed, this is a theory that is being supported in real life by some schools of physics. What many people are not aware of is that this theory of multiverses holds true even inside our own universe. Let me explain. I once went out with a friend to have some ice cream. When we got to the ice cream shop, I ordered for vanilla flavored ice cream and he asked for strawberry flavored ice cream. I turned to him and I said, "Why didn't you ask for vanilla ice cream? Vanilla ice cream is the best ice cream." He looked at me and he looked surprised and said, "Hey, are you kidding me? Strawberry ice cream is the best." And soon, we're having a little argument about what ice cream flavor is the best or the sweetest. Now the question is this, which ice cream flavor is the best? In my universe, it is vanilla ice cream. In his universe, it is strawberry ice cream. What I'm trying to say is this, each human being has has a unique perspective of life. A perspective that says so much and depends so much on the person in question. Vanilla ice cream is what it is. But two people taste the same thing and have two different opinions about it. One thing therefore becomes two things. Putting it another way, what a thing is depends so much on the perspective of the person looking. So if I say vanilla ice cream is the best ice cream, we must also ask, best to who? Now, let's talk about psychology and the theory of cognitive science. According to this theory, the theory of cognitive science, every one of us has what is called a cognitive schema in our minds. This schema is the lens through which we view and understand the world. Cognitive schemas are a mental structure built by beliefs. Beliefs about ourselves, beliefs about the world, beliefs about people that are established mostly in childhood and in the early years of life. Our belief system, which is what we are calling the cognitive schema, grows with us as we grow and is determined by our experiences. For example, a child is constantly told it is useless and is always shamed and made to feel like a nobody. This repetitive experience programs the mind and inserts a core belief into the schema. I'm a nobody. And for this reason, the child goes about as an adult with a poor self-esteem. Dear Max, what if I told you that there are people like you out there who are in a similar circumstance and are coping far better than you are? I'm sure this kind of thing is not new to you. For example, two students fail an exam. One says, oh well, I'm gonna be alright, I'll work hard and pass the receipt exam. He goes away looking calm and unperturbed. Another person who failed the same exam breaks down and begins to cry. Immediately he sees the result and he remains depressed for a week. Both failed the same exam but had completely different reactions to the same thing. Why? If we look closely, we see that two things are happening. First, the event in itself, in this case failing the exam, and second, the reaction to the event. So you see, Max, it is never just about what happens to you. We must consider, very importantly, your reaction to what happens to you. This is the difference between the optimist and the pessimist. Is the glass half empty or is it half full? Same glass, two perspectives. What I'm trying to say to you is this. It's not just about what has happened to you. That is just half the story. Most important is your reaction to everything that has happened to you. Your reaction to the events in your life is determined by your belief system, your cognitive schema, which is the lens through which you look at everything. This schema filters and on many occasions distorts reality, creating a biased perspective of what is really going on. When this happens, you get cut off, as it were, from reality and you get swallowed into an inner version of reality, a reality which is your creation. And this is how the mental universe is born. Every one of us has inside their heads a personal version of the universe, a mental universe. We may all live in the same physical universe, but we are living at the same time in different mental universes, universes determined by the cognitive schema. So Max, I now ask you, all those things that have happened to you, what do they mean to you? You may think that there's only one possible meaning to all your experience, but I just showed you that there's more than one meaning to everything. All depends on the perspective. All depends on who is looking. The secret of success in your quest for revolution is the revolution of your belief system. You say people are cruel and inhumane. What if they're just ignorant? You say they're not confident in yourself. The question is why? Whatever you put forward as a reason, the truth is that there is someone out there with the same characteristic as you who is as happy as can be. Why? This is not just about what the world is. It's also about what you believe that it is. You did not say what role your sexuality plays in all of this. Maybe people don't like you and despise you because of your sexuality. But how about you? Do you like yourself? I mean, they expressed their belief concerning you. The question is, what do you believe about yourself? They say you are abnormal. How do you react in your mind to what they say? Do you believe and accept what they say? Do you believe that everyone should love and accept you before you can be happy? You should begin to question your beliefs. That is the key. Take a pen and a paper and write down all the negative beliefs you hold about yourself, about people, about the world and the future. And then begin to critically and systematically analyze them for truth value. Because the whole truth, dear Max, is that you will find that in many instances, you have accepted and believed a lie. And if that is true, your pain is being caused by something that doesn't exist. And in those cases where those bad things like homophobia actually exist, you still have the ability to not just react on reflex to it, but to pause and ponder, and then choose intelligently a reaction to homophobia that will not cause you so much pain. This intelligently chosen reaction will be a new way of thinking, one that will cause you less pain, one that is free from mental distortion and inaccuracy. You will then have to take this new way of thinking, this new thought, and say it over and over again to yourself in passionate affirmations and reaffirmations until it becomes implanted in your mind. This is how you recondition your mind. Change your cognitive schema and then change your perspective of life and become a happier person. I still have so much to say to you on this subject, but I encourage you to think deeply about all I have said. Further questions on the matter are welcome. I hold you always in positive regard.
Thank you so much, Dr. Megsen. I like that part where you ask the question, best to who? Yeah, that's a thought-provoking question there. You know, oftentimes we think that people should want us. You know, there's this competition about wanting to be the best for people. But you know, it could be damaging if we try too hard to win people, as we would be overly concerned about what to do for other people so they will approve of us, forgetting to keep ourselves happy and be our own true self. I tell you this is particularly dangerous. Now, this episode is not just about Max, but about every other person that's feeling the same way as Max. I hope Dr. Mason's advice helps her and every other person that's affected. Don't be quiet. Reach out to me. You can use my contact information, mydamon@nostringspodcast.com or info@nostringspodcast.com, or you can visit the website www.nostringspodcast.com, or alternatively, use the BlackBerry contact on the posters of certain episodes of No Strings, or follow on Twitter using @NSPodcast1. Please know this, I am your friend and I will always listen. Reach me anytime and I'll get to you. Well, this is where we draw the curtains for this week's episode. Please subscribe on the website so you get notifications when new episodes are published. Remember, No Strings is for the community, so reach out. Until next week, bye-bye.